Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another video on ForgottenWeapons.com. I'm Ian McCollum, and today I'm here at S&B in Vlašim in the Czech Republic. Selyer and Belot is one of the largest ammunition manufacturers in Europe. Actually, they're one of the largest ammunition manufacturers in the world. And today we're going to take a look at how cartridges are actually made from the very beginning all the way through to the finished product. So let's dive right on in. All right, so we are going to start with brass cases, and then we're going to look at bullets. However, cases and bullet jackets are actually made almost exactly the same way. So what happens is we start with a roll of either brass or copper. This particular one is nice and thin. That's for making bullet jackets. This one over here is much thicker. This is for making cartridge cases. So let's follow this one. It's going to go through a flattening press, and you can hear that clanking away. And inside here, it is actually stamping round discs out of that sheet of brass. So the brass sheet comes out the end looking like this. The spool, of course, is going to be recycled to use, well, to get all the brass back. But the end process are these, basically, cups. So this is a round brass disc that's been punched out and then pressed down into a cup shape. Next up, all of these cups are going to go into the furnace. Where here, they get the first of several steps of heat treatment. This is about a 700 or 750 degrees Celsius furnace. And here they are coming out the other end, discolored because they've been heat treated. Now we have our brass cups. They're going to go into this brass cup elevator, up into this bin where they get sorted. There we go. And from here, down this little passageway, into a big stamping machine. Like a really seriously big stamping machine. So this, again, is a series of progressive presses. It's going to draw that cup thinner and taller through each stage here. And eventually, out the end, we get fully drawn brass. There you go. Now, this is actually a two-part machine because we're going to take those drawn brass pieces, run them up another elevator back into the other side of this machine, and on the right side here, we are getting those drawn brass necked into these guys. So now we have a neck, we have a primer pocket, we have essentially everything except an extractor rim. See, the head stamp is pressed, the primer pocket is cut, everything is done except the extractor groove. And the last step is to cut that extractor groove. So now we're over to a pistol round machine, but you can see we've got our standard transportation bin here. It's connected up to another cartridge case elevator, which is going to come down into a hopper there, and down into this machine, which has two separate feeds that are essentially lathe turning an extractor rim into the case and spit out right there, where they now have extractor rims cut. Now, for pistol ammunition, that's done. for rifle ammunition, we also have to anneal the case neck because it's been necked down. So we're going to take another one of our transport bins of brass. It goes up the elevator into a bin, and then it gets fed into this cool machine. So in this guy, the cases get fed out here. They move to this station where a laser checks that they are oriented properly to make sure they don't end up with one upside down. They then move into this heating element that is going to heat up the neck of the case to anneal it. And you can see here at the end, the case neck is now discolored from being annealed. Here they're cooling down, and then they fall into a collection bin there, where they go up a little escalator and into a bin. Now, one of the cool things here, interesting, you may notice that military ammo has this discoloration to it, where civilian hunting ammo does not. Both cartridges get the exact same treatment, but the military specifically wants to see that the evidence of that annealing, where the civilian hunting market generally sees that as a defect. So ammo made for civilian sale will go through one more process where they'll polish it to get rid of that coloration, where the military ammo, they just leave as is. If you thought your brass tumbler in your home reloading setup was cool, how about a giant one like this? The cartridge cases go through a cleaning process in a machine like this periodically after a few of the different operations in the manufacturing process. All right, every ammunition manufacturer has some quality control steps, but what S&B is doing here, to me, is particularly impressive. So we have another of the lifters into hoppers, and then what this machine is doing is actually looking at every single cartridge case using a camera and assessing whether it dimensionally meets spec. So it's not a random, you know, statistical every few rounds we check something. It is literally every single cartridge case. So these are the ones that meet quality control. And then there are four different ways in which a case could fail quality control, and they get spit out into these four buckets when they don't meet the standard. As if that wasn't enough, there's one more step for rifle ammunition to go through, and that's, I mean, first off, this is just a cool conveyor belt, but this is an optical inspection. This machine is going to use a series of cameras to inspect every rifle case for visual defects, scratches, burrs, anything quite like that. So here are our camera views of each case as it goes through the machine. And you can see here that when the machine doesn't like one, it uses compressed air to spit it off the conveyor belt. That's the reject pile. These will be recycled and start over from scratch. And then that is the approved, meets all of the quality control checks, and looks flawless. And that will be used to make complete cartridge. All right, our now complete rifle cases need to get primers. So they're going to go up another elevator here and into this rather complex machine. So we have a feed tube right there. That's going to drop empty cases in. The next step, they're going to be checked to make sure that the primer pocket is empty. Right here, they are being primed. So primers are up in, focus. Primers are up in that bin, and they're going to come down that chute right there. They come down to here, they get shifted backwards. And that is the piston that is actually seating primers. So the bit right here going back and forth right there, that's where the primer is seated. It's then going to check seating depth. The cases get flipped over, and then seating depth gets checked, lacquer gets added, a sealant, primer sealant, and then they're going to come all the way back around this side until they go around the back spindle and they get to this bit, which is going to crimp the primers in place. And that brings them all the way around the conveyor right to where they started. And like two steps before the new cases are fed in, the complete cases get pulled out of the line, dropped down, where they pop out here, one at a time. Now, all primed and ready for loading. All right, now we're gonna look at bullet construction. So the bullets begin as lead ingots that come into the factory. The factory actually processes those, they melt them down and form them into lead wire themselves. We're then gonna take a spool of lead wire, run it here into this machine. Inside here, the machine is cutting that wire into bullet core length strips. It is doing right now a little over 500 per minute. So that's a lot of bullet cores. After they're cut, they go into this cleaning tumbler to be degreased. And then they spit out right here. So this is the lead core that will form the basis of a bullet. Next up, we're gonna go to a single machine that is going to take bullet cores like this and bullet jackets like that. They both go up these cool little elevators all the way up to the top, and they're going to feed into the machine. And inside here, we have a 14-step process that is going to take that brass cap, form it into a complete bullet jacket, press the lead core into it, crimp it into shape, size it, and ultimately spit it out right there as a complete bullet. So beyond just being a super cool machine that can turn this into that, this is also a modular machine. So even though this is set up for one specific caliber right now, each of the 14 tools, both the top and the bottom halves, can be changed out to use other calibers. Now this is a kind of time-consuming process. You're looking at 1 to 2 days to reconfigure this machine to do a different caliber. And that's part of the reason that ammo factories don't generally make short runs of product. This can run very efficiently as long as it's actually running, and you don't want to shut it down if you don't have to. Once the bullets are made, they have to go through a quality control process. And it's not a random sampling. It is, in fact, every single bullet is going to go up this conveyor into a sorting drum and then down across a scale. And every single bullet gets weighed. The ones that are too light get spit out here. The ones that are too heavy get spit out there. There's an allowable tolerance of 0.1 grams, which is pretty darn good. I'm waiting for one to miss quality control and get spit out, but it doesn't happen all that often. The final approved ones come out into this bin. You see, there are a couple here. I don't know how long it's been since they emptied that, but we have a few that have missed QC. But yeah, every single bullet goes through this process. All right, we now come to one of the big, cool machines here. This is going to take our primed empty brass and our completed bullets. Both of these are going to go up their cool little elevators. All right, let's start here at this end. We have these white tubes. They are feeding empty cases. This first press is going to flare out the case neck. You can see that right in there. We then have the powder filling. So there's a little vibrator up there making sure that powder is all dropping evenly. So that's going to put a powder charge in each round. We then have a measuring check station to ensure that the powder is loaded properly. Back here, we have another set of those white tubes. These are dropping bullets down in, and this big press station is seating the bullets. This one is crimping the case neck down properly. Then we have two inspection stations here. The first one is checking overall length, and the second one is checking overall shape. And if we look underneath, switched over to the other side of the machine, it's really hard to see under there, but there is a mechanism by which it can drop a case out, a cartridge out, if it fails either of those QC checks. But once they come out of that, they get spit down into the completed ammunition bin. For military ammunition, once the bullet's seated, we need some sealant to completely waterproof the neck and the primer. So we have our tray of bullets. They are going to drop into a round turntable, which then drops them onto a conveyor belt here, where this pair of fantastically cool looking Star Wars robots picks up cartridges and puts them onto a circulating turntable. Now, a bunch of these don't get picked up. They bypass back up here and go back into the circle. This is because this has a somewhat limited capacity. It takes some time to do this process. So once the rounds are on that turntable, now we're gonna have a couple of setups here to properly seat the cartridges. So that makes sure they're all sitting flush down inside. This is going to line them all up exactly so that the little applicator right here puts a drop of primer precisely on the case neck of each round. It then comes over to here where it gets hit by some ultraviolet light. And then a further exposure to ultraviolet light to fully harden the primer and the neck sealant. Any rounds that don't meet the quality control inspection get bumped out here into a scrap bin, which is empty. And then the good rounds all get knocked off the line right there into the completed bin. All right, now that we have our completely finished handgun ammo, there is only one last step, that is visual quality control. So these rounds get dropped into a computer optical, well, a camera system that's going to inspect each one for a variety of different dimensions. Anything that doesn't meet the standard gets rejected into that bin. The remaining rounds are going to move around to packaging. All right, our certified good-to-go ammunition comes up these two elevators. Right up here, it gets pushed into this set of drops. It'll line up there where it gets dropped into the plastic inserts of cartridge boxes. Those fill up completely. They get a couple more quality control checks to make sure everything is seated properly. They're going to go into here where they're going to get a primer lacquer. So note that this is different on handgun ammo than it is on rifle ammo, and there are a variety of different colors. Different clients request different colors of primer sealant there. But once that is sealed, the rounds go through a dryer to make sure that that sealant is fixed through here and into the boxes. And over here we have another really cool robotic boxing machine. So it's going to grab a folded cardboard box there, open it up, and as it progresses through these steps, the flaps get folded properly. A 50 round plastic container of ammo gets put in. The box gets folded up, and it comes out the conveyor belt on this side, right there, onto this conveyor belt, where it is going to get a label stamp. And out it goes, ready to be crated. And there you are, ready to head to you. Now, let's say you want your machine gun ammunition not in boxes, but in belts. So you have presumably some tracers and some regular ball, and you want it in, let's say, 4-in-1 link. It can be whatever combination you want, but 4-in-1's the standard. So we're gonna start with a feed of links that are gonna get cleaned here. Then the links are stacked up like so. We have a hopper of ball ammo and a hopper of tracer ammo that both come into these two feed towers. And then in they go into the link right down in there. And out comes link 4-in-1 machine gun ammo. Now, when it gets up to here, it's going to go through yet another computerized optical check to make sure that the seating length is correct on all the rounds. And out comes the approved belt, ready to go.
All right, so there you are. That is how ammunition gets made. I'd like to give a big thanks to S&B for letting me wander through their factory and film the whole process. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the video. Thanks for watching.